The flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Member Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember Nelson?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
So first I would like to do the oath of office for Tammy Deedy and Christiana De Leon. So maybe if you come up to the front here, we'll do both together. Mm-hmm. You know, Tammy's already done hers, but Christiana has to do hers again because the last oath.
The short term.
So I, Christiana De Leon, Tammy Deedy, do solemnly swear or affirm.
I, Tammy Deedy, do solemnly swear or affirm.
I, Christiana De Leon, do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge
the duties of this office.
Discharge the duties of this office.
As prescribed by law.
And to the best of my ability.
And that I will support and maintain. The Constitution of the State of Washington. And of the United States of America. Congratulations.
Just don't forget.
Yep.
Yes. I'm good at hunting down if you do.
About tag teaming.
All right.
So I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Oh, just the agenda. Sorry.
A second.
The motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now the next item on the agenda is a selection of Mayor Pro Tem, so somebody can make a motion. Council.
I move to make Eric Stout Mayor Pro Tem.
I second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Councilmember Oglesby.
I just want to say I think Erin would make a great mayor pro tem. She's very good with her words. She's always here. I mean, highly respected. I think she'd do a perfect job to be a mayor pro tem for 2020.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I also state the same thing as Councilmember Oglesby. I think that everybody should have a chance to be mayor pro tem. It shouldn't just always be one person. I think that after you're on your third year now, I think that you're well dedicated. You're dedicated to being on the council. You do your research. I think you're very prepared to step into that role if something, if Carol has to step down or has to, just because of something, you know, family, or I mean, you never know. Every year there's something that can happen, and I think that you would be prepared to help in that situation.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is confirming the mayor's appointments to the council standing committees. I sent out an email in December about the standing committees and asked people to let me know what committees they wanted to be on. I think that some people are on one committee and some people are on two, and I think I assigned almost everybody to the committees that they asked for. So if you don't have any changes, somebody might want to make a motion to. Councilmember Oglesby.
I have a question. Do, now that we're a seven council, soon to be a full seven council again, do we have to be on two committees, or is it only, can we be on one?
You can be on one.
I would like to just be on one.
Okay.
Just for the record. I would like to stay on the community.
Oh, community development.
Please.
Oh, and not public safety. Not public safety.
Though. Correct.
Okay.
So, Carol. So I don't mind picking up her spot if somebody else can't do that. So okay. That would put me on three committees, but I'm good with that.
I don't want to put anybody on three committees. But if it's equal, I want to make it equal is what I would like to do. But if it's not equal,
you can't just have one.
Well, it's not going to be equal because some people have more time than others to do it. So it's not going to be equal because not everybody has time to be on more than one committee. So I wouldn't worry about that. That you're satisfied with the committee that you're on and you can make some input. Council Member Stout?
With that change, it would leave public safety with just one member, one council member. So is it okay for Tammy to be on three?
Yeah.
So is that what you're volunteering for?
Council Member Olds.
With that information, I will stay on my two committees. I wasn't trying to. I don't want anybody to be doing any extra than they have to. And I wouldn't want her to do three committees. I'll continue to stay. Sorry for the confusion.
I move that we accept the mayor's committees as presented in the agenda or the bill.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now I will accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now it's time for public comments. Anybody wishing to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing Gary?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council. Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and this is just a request. Could the mayor or the city clerk write a polite letter to Republic Services because I've gone now 4 years, two at my other residence and now two here, without them sending me a trash pickup schedule, the calendar that they usually send out. Why the other 2 years when I was up on Lawson Hill, I don't know. Now it's because of problems with the way the county does things. They want everybody to get their mail at their boxes there in the development. And I've had a history over the years of having mail tampered with, so I just won't do it. I get my mail at the post office box. But for whatever reason, they can't talk to Republic Services. The main thing is it would be just nice to know, okay, by the second Monday of the month, you'll get your pickup schedule. Because it's a real pain for some of the people, particularly ones who've just moved in. I was able to catch a few with those holiday notices that I handed out to you, so you have that. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no public hearings or unfinished business or new business, and I don't see anybody from the fire department. Is there any other department reports? So, on Friday, 12/27, I attended the ribbon cutting for Lydia's cakes and confections in Maple Valley, and it was actually the biggest ribbon cutting I've ever been to. People were crowded inside and outside buying cupcakes and ordering stuff, and all of her old customers that followed her to her new storefront were there, and so it was a big event. I was really surprised how many people were there. But anyway, it was fun. And then I went to the museum on Saturday to help take down their Christmas decorations. And they had asked that maybe in the newsletter next year towards the third quarter that we could put some announcement in if you're getting rid of Christmas decorations or ornaments. It would be a good time to do it now, but they didn't ask me beforehand. But if you're going to get rid of Christmas decorations or lights or whatever, that they will take anything because they have a hard time collecting and they don't want to have to pay for stuff. So, and then at noon today, I met with Kim Schreier, Congresswoman for the 8th District, about business and economic development that was sponsored by the Chamber. And then we had a telephone conference with King County Metro on the community ride and DART bus service. So if anybody wants to know anything about that, you can ask me about that. And then the attorney had sent out an email about having a discussion about the use of social media without a formal policy. So he sent out some example policies to us today. So I didn't know, David, if you wanted to address that.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Thanks to the council for indulging a few minutes on social media. You can obviously carry on this discussion as long as you want and over as many meetings as you want. But I thought I would just kind of hope to kick it off tonight a bit because I know there's some interest among the council and among the city in increasing social media presence and our website. And thought it would be a good time to kind of discuss some of the considerations that the council might want to think about in whether to formulate a citywide policy, whether it would apply to council members only, whether it would also apply some high-level parameters to other city communications, and just kind of go over some of the ways that other cities have handled some of those issues and answer any questions you might have so that we can kind of have a well-informed discussion that can carry over until you're ready to make a decision about social media. I guess just some high-level general considerations to keep in mind are that social media certainly can be a great way to engage the community, engage the public, get more information more transparently to more people. It's also a great way to receive information, or I should say it's a very easy way to receive information. Whether it's a great way to receive information is another question, because as you all know, it's very easy to get online and pop something off really quickly, thoughtlessly, or in a moment of anger or frustration or what have you. And so there needs to be a balance, I think, in the city social media approach between the transparency and communication aspect side of things and also some of the administrative burdens that can come with creating a whole bunch of new avenues for public records to be created and to somehow kind of curate or moderate the types of subject matter and content that can be posted on social media accounts. So just at a high level, some of the legal parameters that would kind of constrain or inform the city's decision-making about social media policies. One, you've got the Open Public Meetings Act. That can certainly come into play anytime you've got an open comment section where one council member may say something, either initiating a discussion topic or responding to a discussion topic. If other council members join in that discussion, that can become a meeting online. So you need to be careful about maybe having some policies about, you know, should council members be engaging in back and forth online? Or if you do, what are the rules around that? And if you say, oh, well, as long as there's not more than three people participating in the discussion, because that would be less than a quorum, okay. But then is that fair to the other four council members who might want to join in that discussion but can't because they're precluded because the first three people jumped in? So you've got to kind of balance those types of those issues. You've got the Public Records Act, which, you know, obligates the city to produce records as they are defined in the statute that pertain to city business. Well, if you're engaging with the public on a matter that's a matter of city business, that can create public records that the city would then be obligated to collect and preserve. And as I understand it right now, the city doesn't have any software capable of going to a particular social media site, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, Snapchat, and collecting and downloading and archiving that information. So that's kind of an administrative hurdle, an administrative expense that the city would need to be able to accept if we're going to have a robust social media presence online. There's also the Records Retention Act. In addition to the public records, there's also a retention schedule that state law requires that you maintain documents for a certain amount of time. So, for example, even if somebody posts something objectionable that you are able to delete from the city's website, just because you've deleted it doesn't mean it's no longer a record. It still has to be retained and preserved in accordance with the state archiving rules. So there's additional obligations around that. There's other kind of practical concerns as well. If you're opening up the website to, not that I would expect any council members to do any campaigning online or do any kind of using official accounts, but if you're opening it up to public participation, you can get unwanted business advertisements, campaign positions, all kinds of maybe inappropriate commentary, scandalous material and the type that you want to be able to get rid of. You need to have a procedure in place for saying, okay, who's going to review this content? What are the rules for taking it down? How often are we going to review it? How are we going to store it? All those kinds of things need to be dealt with in formulating a social media policy. You've got staff considerations as well, because obviously maintaining a city web presence, maintaining a city social media presence, you've got to figure out, okay, who has permission to post things on an official city account? Who has control of the passwords? Who can take things down? Who's going to review those items? How often? Do we need to have attorney review before things are posted? What kinds of materials from third parties are we allowed to collect and post? There's a lot of kinds of details like that that need to be thought about and worked through so that you don't have unfortunate situations where maybe liability is created that you weren't intending, or just difficulties in managing and capturing all that information that you're creating. There's also IT expenses involved. There's software procurement expenses involved, things like that. So they can be resource intensive, but they are a great way to expand the awareness in the community. Social media is how most people communicate about a lot of topics these days, and members of the public expect to be able to communicate or at least receive information from their cities through an easily accessible Facebook page, Twitter page, whatever. It's a good way to publicize emergency information, public safety information. It's a quick way of doing that. But because it's so quick and easy, that also means it's quick and easy to abuse or misuse. And so we just have to kind of be cautious about that. Let's see. So some big picture things that you'll want to think about in formulating social media policies would be, is the policy just going to apply to the council? Is it just going to, or do you just want to have something that kind of sets some parameters in the council rules about how council members use social media? One of the examples I sent you today, earlier today, was from the city of Sammamish. Their policy is pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but it only applies to council members. As I mentioned, the mayor, because she's the CEO for the city, she can set administrative policies for the staff about a lot of these topics. But the council, as the overall policy-making body, can also establish some high-level parameters for, you know, cities' use of social media as well. And so those types of questions you might want to think about, okay, well, if we're not going to have, you know, if we're going to limit our budget or our resources to this amount, well, maybe we need to say, okay, well, then we're only going to have one official social media platform, or we're only going to use the website, or, you know, something like that. That would be a decision that the council could reach. More technical details about, you know, if you've got social media that has things like friends or followers, what are your policies in place for accepting followers and friends? Are you going to be able to exclude people who maybe misuse social media, or, you know, not that anyone here would ever be the recipient of any hostile or angry comments from the public, but are you prepared to deal with those kinds of things on your personal account, well, your official personal account? So there's some questions like that. Could go on and on. There's a lot of different topics that can go into a well-thought-out, comprehensive social media policy. Certainly, different cities do things different ways. One of the examples that I sent out to you was, I can't remember which city it was now, but one of them, I would think it was Port Orchard. Port Orchard's policies were purely internal administrative policies to govern official city administrative communications. Those were implemented through personnel policies, which, like I said, that's something that the council wouldn't even necessarily have to get involved with. But if you want to have some overall parameters that you want to place on the city's use of social media, it would involve council guidance. So kind of as I was alluding to before, it's probably impractical in this day and age to say we're just not going to use social media. Although I believe, I'd have to double check this, I believe I've heard that Bonnie Lake, their council, has adopted a policy of we do not use social media. We do not conduct social city business on social media. We have our personal accounts for keeping in touch with college friends and family and publicizing my daughter's dance recital and so on and so forth, but they do not use social media at all for official business as council members. But I think that's probably a rarity. I don't think there are many other cities who do that, but that's certainly one option. Anyway, so there's lots of different concerns and considerations to think about. It's probably a long discussion, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Councilmember Deedy?
So just like you just stated, I think it's a work study, yeah. Definitely.
Maybe multiple if you need
to. Right? I will say when I went to the newly elected work study meeting, the city, the attorney for the city of Auburn talked in depth about this issue. Mm-hmm. And his thing was just like you talked about, what if another council member got on and said, hey, that's a great idea. And then another one did. And another one said, that's a great idea. So you've got three that say that's a great idea. And you got one other one that liked it.
There you go.
So now you've got four that mm-hmm. people are saying, okay, you got one that liked it. Yep. And three that commented. So now you've got four council members that are all mm-hmm. going in that direction. So
you just had a meeting.
So there,
you just had a meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, so his comment was close all your, if you ran for council, close those. If you made a campaign site,
right.
Close those and don't open up a specific website on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram just for you to put stuff, just because of the reasons you stated. It's a nightmare for cities to capture all that. I would say it would be nice if the city of Black Diamond had its own Facebook and Instagram account where council could say, you know, at a meeting, hey, we'd like this put on to that account, or we would like this information put on. And that way it would go through the city server mm-hmm. and it would be captured that way.
Right.
And that so staff could have a chance to put on there, council can, the mayor can. And then it's also regulated to say, well, that's probably not a good thing to put on. You know, that's more for a discussion at council, more for executive session, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we do have, the police department has a social media account. They turn off comments. Mm. The Public Works has an Instagram account where you can comment. And so I'm just curious, maybe at the next meeting, to learn who runs that. And is it through the city or is it a staff member that runs it, and how that works, how the city is going about capturing everything on that, because that gets quite a few comments. So it'd be nice to know about that. But I think it's definitely an in-depth research. I know I did search a little bit on Facebook for cities with council members that have their own Facebook account, and there's quite a few. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge array of what they say. You know, some say, you know, don't direct message me, don't comment. Others don't say anything. So it would be interesting to find out from cities that do have that, how they are managing that and what they're saying. You know, it's a nightmare or not, or it's totally up to the council. You know, if they're going to open up a page, then it's going to be totally their responsibility to capture all that and make sure that if there is a public disclosure, that you are following every law and sending that information into the city and having that available in case you do get subpoenaed to have that your computer, your password and everything to go right into that and do a search. So I personally think it's a lot of work, and I think it should be through the city that does it through their server and get it done that way.
Councilmember Stout.
Thank you. I have three things that come to mind. Is one, that there's a very strong rule that one council member cannot speak for the council.
Right.
So when you go out on your own to your own page, you're kind of doing that. You're kind of making a statement as yourself, but you're a representative of the council. So I think we have to be very careful about that. I think the Public Works Instagram is an informal account. I think that belongs to one of the staff members. And as I understand, I've never even seen it, but apparently he posts like, we're digging this hole. You know, I mean, it's not very, it's just showing their work. But I will say that we're going to have to develop a social media policy soon, because as we recently discussed the stormwater management plan, there is a requirement that we use social media for public education over the next several years. It doesn't kick in immediately. I think it's 2 or 3 years. I'd have to go back and look at that. So I would like to see us move forward very slowly and carefully. I'm very excited for the city's new website to come into being. I think we're all just kind of holding our breath and waiting for the magic to happen. And I'm hoping that we can use our website to the maximum ability for reaching out to the public and letting them have all the information that they could possibly want. And then we can move slowly using social media. I think it can just be a powder keg. And not that we want to keep anything secret or under wraps or don't want to be in touch with the public. Of course we do. But we just do have to be really careful.
Councilmember De Leon.
Sure. And I really welcome that we are having this discussion finally on social media, as we're welcoming what, I guess, with 2020, we're thinking in a sense that this is the start of a new decade. And I think, you know, this is a conversation that probably should have even taken place a decade or so ago when these things were really getting off in other cities, right? So I'm really glad that we're beginning to discuss what this looks like both for the city, but also, and I really appreciate that you sent these different examples, but for example, with Sammamish, and the fact that we do come with different perspectives and different ideas, and that going forward, other council members could be sharing their own, this is what I did. This isn't on behalf of the entire city, but this is me, and this is what I've been doing, and here's my email or whatever so that you can reach out and talk more directly to either me or to the whole council. So I'm just really glad that we are finally beginning to have this discussion where we can present ideas about what's going forth in the city, even so much as just speaking about these different, you know, collection times for public services, or like what was mentioned with stormwaters. You know, that this is already really very close at hand, and the fact that we're talking about now is important. I would also just reiterate, I appreciated especially the examples of Sammamish and council members' own personal usage and what that would look like on behalf of city business, including how they've tried to mitigate both keeping in line with the First Amendment, but also with the Open Public Meetings Act, as well as with Public Records Acts, and how they're trying to make sure that it's the social media presence is engaging, it's informative, but it's also a place that's safe for other people to participate in. So I really appreciated that you took the time to share different cities' accounts. For example, just as much as going into matters of public safety, following even, for example, I enjoyed following the city of Kent when they had all these huge floods down in their basin, and it was hilarious to watch, you know, just these funny videos, these funny ways of posting and getting out information to a very large city in a way that I thought was exactly the direction that I think we could be going as our city is growing and expanding, and we have to understand that more people are not as familiar with the old ways of doing things, or, well, we just do it this way and this is where you find the information, but going forth and saying, why is this road blocked? And just being able to have this information pushed to us is going to just be an absolutely valuable thing that's, again, just long overdue. So I appreciate it. I really welcome these discussions. I just also want to make sure that we're understanding that even when we are speaking, we aren't speaking on behalf of the city, but we are each in and of ourselves people who can start communicating directly with the city as well whenever there's business coming up. So I'm happy to discuss this more also with any constituents in the city as well.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, council member.
I'm waiting for the website. I'm with Aaron. Let's get this website up. This will be a start of something great. Our website, I had to pull it up to show my boss the schedule for the meetings, and she's like, is that their official website? And I'm like, yeah. I work for a tech company, so it's kind of funny. But, the biggest thing is making sure – the question I had about the personal pages. Now, if I were to go in like one of Tammy's posts about something she's doing at the community center and then it goes down the line, we all like it. Is that the same thing as if it was an official city page? If we, like, they're talking about basketball. If we go all comment on the basketball and he says, I'd rather look at soccer, have we created some kind of tension if it's our personal pages?
If you're not discussing matters of city business, then it wouldn't be transacting business as a governing body, so you'd be okay then.
There's just a very loose, when our personal sites are very pointed and directed.
Yeah.
Nothing against the community center. It's awesome. The pictures of the basketball is amazing. Whole other message. But I just want to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in a place we don't need to be in.
Yeah.
And I think that when the official site gets launched, having definitely a designated one person, not all free-for-all, because we've seen what happens when you let free-for-all happen in the city.
Yeah, it's important to keep that in mind, that distinction between the individual personal stuff and the city business, because sometimes that line can be a little bit blurry.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of be mindful of that and ask your attorney if you ever have questions.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yeah, I'm in favor of a city Facebook type of information piece out there once our website gets, same with Pat here. I think that, yes, the community definitely needs something to look at socially. We are a social group. We Instagram. We are always out there checking everybody's pages out. We have our Black Diamond community page and things like that that everybody's always chiming in on. There's a couple of pages like that. But I think to have a city presence as a Facebook would be a good start in making those lines very clear what the rules were. And I like how you presented other cities' options. I like to see even more options of smaller cities. You know, does Enumclaw have something like that? Does Covington have something like that? I mean, more like cities that are closer, that are dealing with the expansion as we are too. So we know how that social media works on that city level versus personal. I don't care to have a personal city official Facebook page. I'm just fine by myself. That's just me. I don't want to have the extra work to try to babysit it and manage it. And so that's just not my cup of tea. I want to promote other businesses, things like that, and be me, not have to watch my back on what am I doing? Is this going to cause an open meeting? Like all the rules that you said, I think for a start, as we're going to grow, I think a city Facebook would be a better start for us, in my personal opinion.
Just to tack onto that too, I've actually seen a couple of examples. One that comes to mind, I think, is Clallam County. Actually has a separate policy for each social media platform. So they have like Facebook rules, Twitter rules.
Gotcha.
I could circulate those if those might be useful.
That would be great.
And I can certainly do some research on some of the neighboring jurisdictions that I'm just not as familiar with what they do. So.
Yeah.
Councilmember Page.
So this coming from probably one person in the world that doesn't do Facebook or social media, so I don't have anything against it. But
I
don't have a personal one. I wouldn't want to have a professional one for the city council position that I am in. And so that's just me personally speaking. I think for the city and speaking kind of in that context, I think a couple of council members have already mentioned, you know, the the website. You know, I guess to me, let's walk before we run. So I really am anxious to see the website get up and running. I think that we can improve the availability of information to our residents, and I think that'll be a great accomplishment. And I think it'll be a lot easier for us to corral and control social media by doing it with a city social media account first. And that's not to say that we shouldn't, or that I would be opposed to individual council members having a social media. I just think we need to kind of think about this methodically, because the risk of uncontrolled information is, you know, is there if we don't really, if we don't have some reps under our belt, so to speak, by managing it as a city first. And that's just my feeling on it. So.
Okay, well, thank you. So, Councilmember Oglesby, do you have a council report?
It was a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year's. I really don't have much. It just was a good time, and glad everybody's safe and happy, and can't wait for snow next week.
Councilmember Stout?
I attended no meetings, and I am going to be praying for the mayor every day from now on.
I pray for me every day, too.
You pray for me. I feel that it's an honor to be nominated and appointed, I guess, as the mayor pro tem. I just hope I don't have to do anything. And I guess enough about that. I just wanted to say thank you to our public works department. Always, you know, when things get the worst, they are the guys on duty. They were out today by the Rock Creek Bridge. There was a puddle in the road down at the bottom of the hill. They're out there with their shovels and their hooky things that pick up those big heavy grates, and they were cleaning and figuring out what was going on there. And for whatever reason, there was a big old rock in the road. And, you know, they're out there in their rain gear in the road.
They wanted to go home early with pay. I told them, no, that wasn't enough.
So, you know, we do have the threat or the promise of a little bit of snow coming up. And, you know, they're always on duty. So I appreciate those guys out there working all the time, as with all of the staff that just puts in hours and hours making things go behind the scenes without us. So that's my report. Thank you.
Councilmember De Leon.
I also attended no meeting since our last meeting together. And again, I'm very excited to have this opportunity after having been sworn in today to continue to continue the learning that I began along this journey since, of course, being sworn in like just over a month ago, and really continue to work with all of you here. So I'm just looking forward to the start of this term and what we can bring together for the city as we're starting a new year and in some ways a new decade. So thank you, and I really value that we're also bringing the social media conversation to light. That is something that I know, just talking with Black Diamond residents, people are hungry for being able to stay up to date on all the comings and goings of our city in a way that's relevant and accessible, and all the things that technology can bring, along with, I realize, some more negative sides as well, but a lot of those constructive places that can really bring us together as a community. Otherwise, I've just been, after the holidays, been resuming, continuing to talk with residents, walking around, just getting their opinions on different ideas. So I'm hoping also to partner more with you going forward about some of the proposals that some residents brought up about different programs and different ordinances and things like that. So really looking forward to the year ahead. Thank you.
Councilmember Nelson.
It was a whirlwind through the holidays. It came hard and it went fast and it's over. And, I met with Kevin Espy. Just want some more stuff. Unofficially, with Chief here, that the new police officer we have. He's another one I left. He's amazing. He's a great guy. So just excited how public safety is getting better and looking forward to see what's going to happen.
Councilmember Page.
So I'll kind of join the bandwagon and say I attended no other meetings since the last meeting. I did want to kind of make a comment about I opened up the mail the other day and I had the city connection with the mayor's message on the front. And as I read through it, I kind of felt really, I guess, prouder to be part of the city council and kind of wanted to make sure that we don't forget that, you know, we've done a lot of, I mean, the council has done a lot of really good things this year, and I just wanted to kind of comment on a couple of those. You know, the update to the city's comprehensive plan, I know, you know, had some differing views, we'll say. But I think it was really important that that get done and we conduct normal business that cities conduct, and that is part of what we do. And so I was really glad to be able to at least vote on the end product. So all the legwork was really before me, but, you know, I think the council should feel good about accomplishing that. You know, the other part that I would mention would be, you know, the utility rate analysis, and, you know, nobody likes to deliver rate increases, but I think it was the right thing to do for the city from a long-term perspective. And I think that, you know, that's sometimes the hard part as city council. City Council's responsibility is to make those unpopular decisions, and so I'm really glad that we did make that decision. I fully supported that decision, and so I wanted to kind of go on record on that. And then another thing that was in here that I think is really important, that the city staff works really hard, particularly in the public works, you know, it's over $600,000 in grant money that that they've secured for the city. So I really think that speaks to the hard work that the staff does. And all of this is in, you know, I'm just kind of, I guess, if you want to call it plagiarizing or whatever, but I think it's really good to point these things out. The website, I think, is going to be awesome, and I really look forward to that. And as we move forward with social media, you know, I think just getting more information out there to the public in a timely manner is really important, and it kind of keeps us in check. To that point, the most important thing I wanted to mention was that I opened up my mail on January 4th, and on the front page was the announcement of the council vacancy position, and so I'm really glad that that made it into this, because, you know, by my rough math, that's, you know, 3 weeks of notice just in this format, in addition to the other formats that we've gone out with. So I really feel like that gives our residents ample time to know that that vacancy is there, apply to that vacancy, and come and make public comments either today or in the next council meeting. So anyways, all that being said, I figured I had a little bit of extra talk time since everybody else had short reports. So, and then the last thing I do want, so kudos to you. I really thought that that was well written. I know you probably didn't write it all, but you know, reviewed and put it together. So it was really good. But the other kudo is I'm really pleased that Councilmember Stout is the mayor pro tem, because I am also praying for the mayor, but it's good to know that we have somebody if they're, you know, if they win a very long vacation trip someplace and we have to have a mayor pro tem. Maybe put it that way. And I'm really looking forward to this next year. I feel like, you know, not really knowing much at all coming into the position, not knowing a whole lot more right now, I'm really happy to be working with the other council members here. Some of the ones that are more seasoned and experienced and being able to learn with some, I guess maybe we got the freshman team over here on this side of the table. But anyway, so I'll close my report. So.
Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
All right, so happy new year to everybody. Brock and I did volunteer to help stuff those newsletters. Spent several hours doing that. And then, let's see. So the 2 years that I've been mayor pro tem, and it wasn't consecutive years, but the mayor is really good at making sure that she attends council meetings. But if she can't attend work studies, then she'll pass that baton down. I think I only overseen one council meeting in those 2 years. So, and I think it's averaged about twice maybe during a year that she wasn't at a work study. So she's really good about doing that. So, and just, you know, if something did happen, it doesn't mean that you would necessarily be pushed right into taking over her seat. The council would have to have an emergency session, then we would discuss, you know, who gets in there and who is best to run the position. But I think you would be perfectly fine to do that as well. But it's a lot of fun. My first time, it was very nerve-wracking. I sat with Brenda and we went over it a little bit. You know, even though you sit here and you hear it all the time, you know exactly how everything goes, but once you're there, it's like your mind goes blank, and you can watch Carol, you know, Mayor Benson, and she'll call everybody and say, blah blah blah, come on up and speak. And when you're sitting there, your mind's like, oh my gosh, even though I see all these people all the time, I'm thinking of everything else, and now I got to remember what Gary's name was at minutes, you know, in a second. So. So kudos to Mayor Benson. I mean, she does an awesome job. But again, I think, you know, once you get that, your foot wet a little bit your first time, you won't have any trouble. So congratulations.
So, do we have an attorney report?
Just briefly, some good news. As you know, our comp plan was appealed. We got a decision this afternoon about 4 o'clock, which unfortunately I didn't have time to send out before I came to come down here to everyone. But the board upheld the city's comp plan, nice. Dismissed the appeal in its entirety. It's a long decision, went through very, very thoroughly, but I'll read you.
17 pages.
Yeah, there you go. The mayor's seen it. Here's kind of the crux of it right here. It is clear that petitioner is unhappy with the substance of some portions of the comprehensive plan update and the included final land use map. However, petitioner's challenge is to the public participation provided in support of the update. The record clearly illustrates a lengthy public process for this comprehensive plan update, spanning 6 years and multiple meetings with many opportunities for comment. And in all of the briefing provided, petitioner has been unable to show any set of facts that would persuade the board that the public was not afforded an opportunity to participate or comment meaningfully on significant comprehensive plan changes. So your plan is good.
Thank you. Thank you. So now it's time for public comments. Anybody wishing to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Gary, you must be wanting to get it.
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. And while the major part of the comprehensive plan may have been approved, there are some problems as regards to how the Planning Commission handled analysis of possible upzones and a person who had property that was going to be directly affected by the upzone, if approved, and the map that was being used. There were things that should have been checked that didn't get checked, and there was an effort to get the map that's going to be used now put back to the old map so that there can be the necessary study of the various changes that happened since that old map was done. Conflict of interest was the term I wanted to use. We had a definite conflict of interest with one of the planning commissioners, and it was never properly addressed, to the best of my knowledge. And also, this affected some of the changes that would eventually get made in the comprehensive plan. Please, folks, be careful. We've got enough problems without having any more legal challenges to anything that we do, that the city does. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We will be having an executive session, RCW 42.30.110II, potential and pending litigation, no action to follow. Following adjournment of the meeting will be a closed session to discuss with the city's labor attorney collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.144. So,
executive session should be short. We're talking 10 minutes max.
10 minutes. So I'd like to clear the room. Okay, I call this meeting back to order. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.